Consequently, that moves us into action item number 10. Discussion and possible action on federal water policy, Matt Phillips, government and customer relations manager.
All right. I don't think there's anybody from the public that we're waiting on to come in, so I'll just go ahead and go. This past March, I was in Washington, D.C. with the Texas Water Conservation Association, which is a group that we're a member of, and we were taking part in our annual visit that we call Texas Water Day, which is essentially where we go up to D.C. and talk to the Texas delegation and others about Texas water issues. We all kind of put aside our regional differences and go talk about issues for the state of Texas. And while we talked about several of the same issues we tend to visit on every year, including, you know, wanting to make sure Texas gets its share of funding and, you know, wanting to get funding for innovative water research tools and things that we always end up talking about, one of the things that was new and was added this past year was an issue regarding the direction that federal water policy has taken recently. And what we tried to point out to the delegation is there are several proposals on the table, both from the administration and in Congress, that and I've listed just four of them here, and I won't go into each of them with a great deal of detail. The overall picture, the overall message is that each one of these represents a way of eroding states' rights with regard to water planning. And as a state, particularly here in Texas, that is pretty proud of the water planning efforts and water development efforts in the future we plan on doing, we kind of have a problem with that. It bothers us that the federal government may, through either executive order or through the passage of legislation, take away our ability to control our destiny in terms of water policy. And while I was up there, I talked to some of the members of some of the other river authorities or water districts who had taken resolutions to their boards, their respective boards, and had them adopt them and then send them both to their basin delegation and to the administration, basically saying, look, we're very concerned about some of the things that you're doing. We want a seat at the table while you discuss them. It doesn't outright oppose anything. It doesn't say, hey, we hate this and we scream. It just says that we want to express our concern to you and we want to discuss this with you because we think it's a problem. And again, like I said, I won't get into a great deal of detail. Probably one of the biggest ones that probably the two biggest that we were the most concerned about are the two bottom ones. The Clean Water Restoration Act, which just got a companion bill in the House. The biggest problem with it is it removes the word navigable from waters that would be under enforcement by EPA. So that means every stock tank around would be under EPA enforcement, which would be a problem. One, I don't know how they would enforce it, but and then two, this is actually a bill that's in draft. I haven't seen a sponsor or a number yet, but it's the Sustainable Watershed Planning Act. That would basically nullify all the water planning that Texas has done and create a federal water planning process that would kind of just kick out everything we've done. What we've done to this point wouldn't matter. So obviously we have problems with those two along with the other two, which are more at the administrative level. So, and I want to go to the next slide, give you an idea of other entities that have adopted this resolution that I'm about to present to you. Most of them initially were in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, but then obviously the bigger one being the Water Development Board, and other entities are in the process of adopting a similar worded resolution. Obviously it's amended, you know, tweaked here and there to fit the particular entity that's adopting it, but and I'd be happy to answer any questions. Again, what we're asking for is the adoption of this resolution where the board will be taking a position that, you know, we are concerned about these issues, and we want to sit at the table as you discuss them.
Any questions for Matt? Matt, would you please read the resolution?
Okay. And it is a John Hall's style resolution. So
would you get John up there?
Do I need John up here? No. You sure? Come on. Okay. Whereas one of the most urgent challenges facing the state of Texas and its various regions will be to keep pace with the growing water demands of a population that is expected to double by the year 2060, and whereas the ability to adequately plan for water and deliver critically needed water supplies has grave implications for all aspects of life in Texas and the Brazos River Basin, with an insufficient water supply having the potential to jeopardize hundreds of thousands of jobs and billions of dollars in positive economic impact over the next 50 years, and whereas the state of Texas, through its state water plan, is widely acknowledged as a national leader in water planning, having produced a much envied blueprint for the future through an ongoing long-range collaboration with the Texas legislature, state agencies, and local and regional governments and water providers, and Whereas regional and local entities are the closest to the needs of their respective communities and have a proven track record of expertly balancing the many environmental and economic, it keeps going away, Pat, I'm sorry, the many environmental, economic, and human factors that constitute an effective planning discipline, and whereas both the executive and legislative branches of the federal government, through a sweeping array of pending legislation, executive orders, and agency rulemaking, have embarked on a path that, left unchecked, will dramatically alter the way water planning and floodplain management are performed, shifting critical decision-making from the local to federal level, and whereas this usurping of local control also encompasses unprecedented new policy directives that, taken together, will greatly complicate and lengthen the process of securing federal permits for virtually every type of water-related project sought by local interest, rendering some vital projects as simply unviable. And whereas an alarming number of federal initiatives appear to be occurring with little or no public comment and without the proper input from local stakeholders that are most impacted, and whereas with Texas poised to help lead the national economy into a more prosperous phase, it is more important than ever for state and local water planners to have the tools and authority necessary to manage their own destinies, and whereas to do otherwise would severely handicap the ability of our communities to support the kind of economic climate and quality of life that has long been a hallmark of our great state. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the authority calls upon the executive branch of the federal government to take the steps necessary to ensure that all regulatory guidelines and executive orders dealing with water policy be fully published in draft form and with an appropriate period provided for formal public review and comment, and be it further resolved that all water-related legislation pending or introduced in the Congress will be fully vetted and reviewed with full participation from the public and affected state and local interest, and be it further resolved that the concerns of local and regional governments, water providers, and business interests, the entities best suited to assess the water needs of their respective communities, will be duly reflected in the actions and decision-making process of the executive and legislative branches of the federal government, and be it further resolved that while a legitimate role for the federal government will continue to be the establishment of reasonable and coordinated guidelines and benchmarks to protect the environment, the final decisions regarding the needs of local communities must reside at the state and local level, where the important job of balancing equally critical environmental and socioeconomic factors is best fulfilled. And finally, be it resolved that that official copies of this resolution will be forwarded to the President of the United States and to all members of the Brazos River Basin Congressional Delegation.
Fast talking lawyer. Wow. John lost his job. Fast-talking lawyer.
You've heard a reading of this proposed resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Ball, second by McKnight. Please poll the board.
Yes.
Director.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Barr.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director
Yes.
Director
Yes. Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director
Kilgore?
Yes.
Director
Mackey? Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director
Plum?
Yes.
Director
Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Thank you. Action item number 11.